Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline, the Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've come to the end of our broadcast week on this Friday, October the 27th. A little game we like to play with our listeners. We're going to play four sound bites, then you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package by having the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, talking about the sexual revolution's grand narrative.
It goes something like this. Sex without a baby is an entitlement. I'm entitled to do what I want with only the consequences that I want. And it's everybody else's job to minimize the inconvenience that I experience from having the sex life I want because I'm entitled. And that is the grand narrative. And contraception backed up by abortion is supposed to deliver that to us. If you take that idea and you take it seriously, what are you going to end up with? Who thinks like that? Who thinks they're entitled to sex? Well, the rapist thinks he's entitled to sex. And that's the straight line that I draw from the ideology of the sexual revolution to Harvey Weinstein, and while we're at it, campus date rape and all of the other issues that we're facing of truly toxic sexuality.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, the sexual revolution's grand narrative. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'd like to know where you listen and especially why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Here's soundbite number two. It's both Bishop Elizabeth Eaton of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and Pastor Matt Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod with two very different views on commitment to the Lutheran confession.
That's part of our ordination vows. Absolutely, we're committed to that.
Unconditionally?
I'm not sure that there's a 20-second answer to that question. But no, the confessions are, they are right exposition of and a witness to the gospel, and that's part of our ordination vows. We say that. No one, we don't ask them to unconditionally subscribe, but we say, well, you preach and teach in accordance with the scriptures and the confessions.
I can tell you that I am absolutely committed. In fact, I would rather die than give up the Book of Concord, because the Book of Concord confesses the truths of Holy Scripture in a wonderful and clear way. That's why I confess it quia. I believe that the Book of Concord is correct because it accords with Holy Scripture. And as such, I have bound myself. I've been bound to it in my ordination vows, and I bind myself to it as I continue about my life and teaching. So we must hold each other up, study the scriptures, get back into the confessions. We have many circuits in the Missouri Synod where there's no serious look at the confessions, or much less the Bible. We need to encourage one another, build one another up, hold each other accountable for the mission and for the confession.
That's soundbite number two, Bishop Elizabeth Eaton and Pastor Matt Harrison on a commitment to the Lutheran confessions. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Uwe Simonetto telling a story from his childhood of a faithful Christian during Nazi Germany.
During the bombing war, I was evacuated for a few months to a village outside Leipzig and to a parsonage. And it turned out that the pastor was a furious German Christian, pro-Nazi. He actually wore his party badge on his preaching robe, on his vestments. When he preached he kept calling Hitler the redeemer of the German nation. I usually sat upstairs in the organ loft next to the organist, who was also my elementary school principal, a wonderful guy, Herr Ufer. And when the pastor, in whose house I lived, called Hitler from the pulpit the redeemer, the organist said to me, whispered into my ear, "He's lying, he's lying, he's betraying our Lord." Now, you have to understand what that meant. Had I said a word about this at lunchtime in the parsonage, of course, the next morning, the same evening, the organist would have been arrested, and pretty soon thereafter would have been beheaded or hanged or sent to a concentration camp. It was so severe. Nonetheless, he did it.
That's soundbite number three, Uwe Simonetta, with the story of a faithful Christian in Nazi Germany. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember to tell us why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. A tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. Here is the fourth soundbite for your consideration. It comes from Pastor Paul McCain. We've been talking to him about the Reformation. And here he is with a real-life story of an encounter with liberal Lutheranism.
One of them was Dr. Carl Weber, longtime president in the Michigan District, just a classic Missouri Synod Lutheran, wonderful, pious gentleman, still had a German accent. It was wonderful. He sat in my office one day, and I interviewed him about the whole incident, and I also got to interview Jack Price as well, which was fascinating. But Dr. Weber told me about the time he met personally with John Tietjen to confront him on what Tietjen himself believed. And Weber would make an assertion, Tietjen would disagree, and Weber kept, he had his Bible in his hand, and he pointed to it, and he said, "But the book says, the book says, the book says." He repeated that so often. Finally, in absolute exasperation, John Tietjen said, "I don't care what your goddamn book says." Now, if someone wants to say I'm lying, fine. I know what I heard. I talked to Dr. Weber. That's exactly what happened. And Weber responded and said, "Dr. Tietjen," that's how he talked, "Dr. Tietjen, if I wasn't a Christian gentleman, I would reach across the table and punch you in the nose."
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain, with the story of real-life liberal Lutheranism. Vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or a tweet, at IssuesETC. We're going to take your votes on the other side of the break. This break is a good time to call. Phone call, voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week after the break.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell, Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at IssuesETC.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline, the Issues Etc. 300.
You can celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation by listening to a special Reformation service on Tuesday evening, October 31st, live from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will be preaching. Join us for a live Reformation service Tuesday night, Reformation Day, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, 5:30 Mountain, and 4:30 Pacific at IssuesETC.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played the four soundbites for you. Now it's your turn. You give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for one of the four soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, the sexual revolution's grand narrative? Soundbite number two, the contrast between Bishop Elizabeth Eaton and Pastor Matt Harrison's commitment to the Lutheran confessions? Soundbite number three, Uwe Simonetto's story from childhood of a faithful Christian during Nazi Germany? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain with the story of real-life liberal Lutheranism? 1-877-623-6943. Scott listens in Indiana. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I vote for number four. I was a pretty naive college student at your and my alma mater in Nebraska when all this was taking place. And recently, I purchased that book, Seminary in Crisis, and read it through, and I was just absolutely astounded at how bad it was. And this just confirmed it. I know several times you've said that we need to be vigilant about this never happening again, that it always could. And that's why I vote for number four, Paul McCain.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indiana. Let's see what Cheryl has to say, listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm voting for soundbite number four, and I agree with the former caller said. And also I want to add that it shows a big contrast with what Luther said in his discussion in the Large Catechism concerning God's Word. He said God's Word is the true holy thing. Quite a contrast. And yes, like the former caller said, we do need to look at history, and otherwise history repeats itself.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Sally listens in Shribner, Nebraska. My vote is for Pastor Harrison. That's Soundbite number two, I believe, yes. The LCMS is blessed to have such a faithful shepherd leading its flock, one who is passionate in regard to holding fast to the Lutheran confessions. During the entire interview, his responses were given with such conviction. This certainly was not the case with Elizabeth Eaton. Her responses were vague and wishy-washy, possibly so as not to offend. Sally, thank you very much. Kevin listens in Fargo, North Dakota. I'm voting for soundbite number three, Uwe Simonetto, a faithful Christian in Nazi Germany. I love the fact that the organist was fulfilling two of his vocations at the same time. In his vocation as a church musician, he was playing music for the glory of God, and in his vocation as an elementary school principal, he was warning one of his students about the blasphemy in the pastor's sermon. I am always encouraged when I hear Christians who are faithful to God, even in extremely difficult times. Thank you for your vote. James listens in Redlands, California, voting for soundbite number two. Having grown up in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and only learning that the confessions even existed later in life, I often wonder why I never learned this. Was this a book only for pastors? No. This is my confession. I, too, would rather die than give them up. James, that's very good to hear. Thanks for listening in California. Jordan listens in Brownstown, Indiana. He's voting for soundbite number two. He says, because President Harrison exhibits such a lively confidence in the confession of the gospel here, if the worst thing that can happen to us is that we die, what of it? He says, we have a God who can raise the dead. Jordan, thank you very much. You are quite right. David is voting for soundbite number two as well. He says, made me proud and gave me some ideas for Sunday's sermon. Ah, that's good to hear. Another David listens in Colorado. He says, Pastor Harrison's answer to your question has in the answer to another question. I did not become Lutheran to hear the vague worldly answers of the lady from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, but the answer Pastor Harrison gave is indeed why I remain one. The same may well be said of the context from which you took Pastor Harrison's soundbite. We stand on the very word of the one true God. The religion of this world is only a constant rumination on the lie of the evil one spoken in the Garden of Eden. Wow, is that a great line or what? The religion of this world is only a constant rumination on the lie of the evil one spoken in the Garden of Eden. I'm going to steal that, David. That is a fantastic line. He votes for Pastor Harrison because he gets this. Thanks for all your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The winner this week is soundbite number two, the contrast between Bishop Elizabeth Eaton of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and Pastor Matt Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on commitment to the Lutheran confessions.
That's part of our ordination vows. Absolutely, we're committed to that.
Unconditionally?
I'm not sure that there's a 20-second answer to that question. But no, the confessions are, they are right exposition of and a witness to the gospel, and that's part of our ordination vows. We say that. No one, we don't ask them to unconditionally subscribe, but we say, will you preach and teach in accordance with the scriptures and the confessions?
I can tell you that I am absolutely committed. In fact, I would rather die than give up the Book of Concord. Because the Book of Concord confesses the truths of Holy Scripture in a wonderful and clear way. That's why I confess it quia. I believe that the Book of Concord is correct because it accords with Holy Scripture. And as such, I have bound myself. I've been bound to it in my ordination vows, and I bind myself to it as I continue about my life and teaching. So we must hold each other up. Study the scriptures, get back into the confessions. We have many circuits in the Missouri Synod where there's no serious look at the confessions or much less the Bible. We need to encourage one another, build one another up, hold each other accountable for the mission and for the confession.
That's soundbite number two, the winner, according to your votes, Pastor Matt Harrison, contrasted with Bishop Elizabeth Eaton on commitment to the Lutheran confessions. The LPR bundle package goes to Scott in Indiana. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series responding to Roman Catholic proof text, talking with Professor Stephen Parks about 2 Timothy 2 and apostolic succession. We'll discuss the Catholic Reformation with Dr. Cameron McKenzie, and we'll talk with Dr. Larry Rast about the conservative Reformation and ecumenical creeds. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Concordia Publishing House's annual warehouse sale is both online and in store. Take advantage of discounted prices on many of the items you hear promoted on Issues Etc. November 2nd through the 6th. You'll find major cost savings on books, music, Bibles, educational resources, and more. Concordia Publishing House's Fall Warehouse Sale, cph.org, and 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at BethanyLCMS.org.
For 28 years, I had the privilege of serving as a chaplain in the United States Navy.
Dr. Dan Gard, retired Rear Admiral and President of Concordia University Chicago, on the need for military chaplains.
During that time, I was able to bring word and sacrament to so many young people and their families, our sons and daughters spread throughout the world. Truly a privilege and an honor, and today there are other chaplains that must follow. We need more LCMS chaplains in all branches of the military. It's an incredible, amazing mission opportunities to go to places no other pastor can go, but to go with the same tools that any other pastor brings wherever he goes, word and sacrament.
You can find out more about the vocation of military chaplain at lcms.org/armedforces. The LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armedforces.
A year ago, my wife and I returned to America from 5 years of ministry in Karachi, Pakistan. I cannot adequately express how wonderful it was listening to Lutheran Public Radio's music broadcast each Sunday morning before church service. We still listen.
You can listen to Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world, anytime, day or night, at LutheranPublicRadio.org, Amazon Echo, Google Home, and on the LPR mobile app.